This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 30, written by Henry Cranenberg. Nothing can separate us from Romans 8. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the first 8 chapters of the book of Romans, Paul has moved from the honest reality of sin to our need for salvation, made possible only through Jesus, to the incredible reality of being God's child. Now Paul wants to draw a conclusion. So he says, in effect, if you understand these things about God, that He wants you, that He has done everything needed to save you, that He gives you His Spirit so that you can be part of His family in Christ, then ask yourself, if God is for us, who can be against us? It is as if God is saying, hello. Think it through. You who worry about if you belong, about the status of your sin, about earning my favor, about how to understand life. If I did all this, and am doing all this, do you think I would just give you up, or give up on you? While sin does separate us from God, God's goal, from the time sin first occurred, is to remove what separates us. And when, through Jesus' sacrifice, He makes us His very children, do you think God will let anything separate us from His love? Neither death nor life, nor any powers, no trouble or hardship of any kind can separate us from God's incredible love. This is the story of God, and it makes all the difference, whether you are in Rome or anywhere else. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, Your love knows no bounds. Your pursuit is relentless. Your justice is real, and Your forgiveness is complete. Thank You for making us Yours. In Christ, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.